The Hideous Creature Show.
Till your turn.
I run.
What?
You run?
The naked man is running into the woods.
But he has my sword.
Can we catch him, please?
Well, the cloak that Duquesne gave him was an elven cloak of windwalking, which is double speed, so... No, he's gone.
Damn it!
It took me 10 years and 50 campaigns to get that sword.
Really? Maybe I'll wipe my ass with it and throw it off a cliff.
Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside 2282, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internet. The date is Saturday, February 5th, 2011, and I'm one of your hosts, June.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Patrick.
And this is the Hideous Creature Show, episode 81. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Reunited
and it feels so good. It's true.
How was your week, Jenny?
It was good. I know, pretty uneventful. Work. But today I did something cool.
Did you now?
I did. I went and got to eat wedding cake. Oh,
this God. Is so unfair. This is so unfair.
She's taking it like she's like one of those people playing tag going, I'm on safe base. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. I'm not.
You are totally right, Patrick. She had this in her fucking pocket knowing that we couldn't play The Greatest Adventure because we have the fucking intro sounder going right now.
We are the masters of our own universe, so fucking Tila, shut the fuck up. You should just play it anyway. Play it over it.
No. I really didn't do it on purpose.
I think you did.
Well...
And you know what? Kudos to you, Kaler.
Thanks.
That is a smart move.
Isn't anyone going to ask me how my week is?
Well, we're not done with her week yet.
My
Mr.
week was
Important.
Good. That's okay. I did some lots of things, and I'm just waiting for the song to end. So.
Stall.
I had a great week. I was in a canoe. First time in like 12 years.
How's the canoe world going?
The canoe was good. I fell in.
Of course you did. You probably capsized
it. Because the guy I was canoeing with kept throwing beer cans into the water. I kept chasing them looking for gold.
Did you? Okay, so you fell into the canoe or you fell out of the canoe?
I fell out of the canoe.
And this is in a bathtub or a pool, right? I know that you wouldn't go into nature and actually go into
the
water.
It was in one of those like hippie places you can go and get and pay to get in the hot tub with all the others. But
this was
Pat brought his own canoe to get in.
This was at Mount Tabor in the little reservoir. I peed a little bit too. So I'm not drinking your water. Totally not drinking your water.
I just have this visualization of you sitting in there with a canoe and the reservoir
You're
is
splashing with your oar. Not going anywhere.
I let go of the oar.
And for people that don't know, the reservoirs in Portland, there's a big giant water reservoir and a fence around it. I can see the fence. You being inside there. Splashing around in your canoe.
It's hard to throw a canoe over a fence.
and the fence being like, and the whole fence being surrounded by police.
They didn't know. It was at night.
SWAT team.
It was like 2 in the morning and we were quiet until I fell in.
So we actually going to keep stalling the song out to get to Jenny's part where we ask her how she's going or... Do you just want to... Nah, fuck it. Jenny, what did you
Jenny,
do?
How was your week?
How are you?
It was fine.
Okay, wait a minute, Patrick. So let me get this straight. Didn't mean to cut you off. Oopsie.
Hey. Oh, no problem.
We don't like interruptions here.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's totally fine. I've never done this before. So I went to go and eat. Stop looking at me like that. I've never done a cake tasting. They bring out all these little mini bites. Of different flavors,
and you get a donut holes.
Yeah, like little squares with like chocolate with this kind, or you know, red velvet with that kind, or
luscious red velvet cake.
Vanilla with raspberry or whatever. And we got to sample them. And
I have a question. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Are they round or are they square?
No, they're square. They're just little square niblets.
So, do you think that they're ripping off other people's cake? To give you a sample?
Totally. They're just cutting out the middle.
Or are they that good of bakers? They can make such a little tiny cake.
Oh,
it looks like
one
of the larger Lego segments.
No, it was definitely, you could tell that they just had the cakes like, they knew, we had an appointment, so.
They were giving you like 3-week-old cake.
I'm sure that they were ready for us.
Okay. So what else, okay. What kind of cake did you try?
We tried chocolate, Lady Baltimore, German chocolate. But mostly we just tried like the fillings, like raspberry, lemon.
So they're, of course,
cream
layers.
Cheese. Yeah.
Ooh, cream cheese.
That's what we chose. I'm not going to go into what we chose, but I'm glad you got your fix.
You chose cream cheese, yeah.
Well, we had to hit you.
I'm glad you got your greatest adventure fix, but that's what I did today.
You talking?
I tested cakes.
Okay, wait. So you and BT went to a local bakery, right?
Yes.
Why didn't you just go to Costco?
Shut up, Patrick. Everybody's been telling me to go to Costco, and I'm like, fuck you and your Costco.
I've never been in a Costco.
Me neither! Yes!
Really, you've never been into a
Costco? I've never been in a Costco.
Ever, and I don't plan on it ever.
I will one day.
I don't need enough mayonnaise to feed a country. I only need a jar for myself.
I'll walk in there with a semi-automatic high-powered rifle.
You can't joke about that right now.
Why?
Because our world is in turmoil.
Are we on Uzi watch?
I don't mean to say that I won't turn you in, but I might call somebody.
I might call it in.
FAA is going to come down.
I have a SWAT team app on my iPhone, and I will engage it right now on you.
Home security?
Yes.
So what cake did you guys go with? Or what was your fave?
Full-on chocolate with cream cheese. Bomb.
Oh, sorry. It got turned up on accident.
Sorry, I slipped.
But whatever. I'm not going to tell you what we chose. It's over.
It's going to be a secret.
June, how was your week?
Well, let me turn the music off so I can talk.
Yeah, we need to have a theme song for you bastards, too, whenever you talk about your boring lives.
This is going to be from The Greatest American Hero.
It should be. Crack of the whip. I had a good week. I went to work and shit. But I have an announcement.
Okay. Oh, my God. You're gay.
I am.
I knew
it. Please be gay.
Please be gay. Please be gay.
Sorry, I'm not gay.
Damn it.
Not that I'm not saying that eventually I won't become gay.
I want you to be the token gay at my wedding.
You fake Flanders, you.
Anyway, what happened is that it's a new year.
It is.
Last month was January, and I would like to say for the first time in 2011.
Oh, my God.
My car got broken into again.
Come on.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, I got a boner, I got a pube.
I had uncharted boners, but that's for another show. No, so I wrote it. What I decided to do is, for people that don't know on the Hideous Creature Show, in the studio here, we have a chalkboard.
We do.
And I wrote on the bottom of our chalkboard, 2011 June's car break-ins, and I've got it set.
We've got one slash mark.
Right, and it's January 31st.
Fuck.
What is usually the average? Once, twice,
I think
three times a lady?
I think last year there was maybe eight.
I was going to say five at least.
I think
there was
eight. And I can always tell because everything's taken out of my glove box, which is nothing. It's no big deal.
Okay, so what'd they get? Nothing? I mean, you never keep anything in your car.
No, I don't keep anything in the car.
Except for sausages.
Except for moldy sausages in the trunk.
That's a story for another time. My revenge sausages, we'll talk about those once the weather heats up.
They're preserved in their frozen grossness right now. Right. They're going to heat up nicely for the summer.
When the weather heats up, the revenge goes down.
Okay. So for anybody who doesn't know, quick little thing. I have these sausages I got last June, and I put them in the trunk of my car.
I think you may have posted a picture even on our Facebook of the revenge sausages.
And I'm waiting for somebody to piss me off, and I'm going to hit them with my revenge sausages.
Don't piss June off. Trust me, I've seen that shit. It fucking stink.
They're horrible.
We'll stick it in your pillowcase.
So anyway, what I'm thinking is that we're going to kind of catalog, and we're going to keep track of how many times my car gets broken into. They didn't steal anything of value. I don't leave anything in there.
Did they fuck up the fucked up window that falls
down? No.
That's good.
They didn't.
They didn't steal your Princess Leia air freshener?
No. God, thank God.
That's like the only thing of value in your car.
It doesn't even smell anymore either. I just keep
it
out there
for
in case I'm maybe on a long road trip and I need some masturbatory material, I can pull off to the side of the road and
Leia. If Luke didn't show up.
Exactly. And anyway, so we're going to keep track of that.
Tally one.
That is a fun.
June's car fun, zero. Fun thing. The world one. Anyways, how's your mouth going? We've been doing a little bit of a bit throughout the June's palsy.
And we need an update.
So
what you're saying is we need a palsy watch.
Palsy watch.
Whoops, I kind of came in there late on that one. Let's do it again. All right, here we go. Part two.
Palsy watch.
Okay.
We had to get those other toms going on.
We needed a couple more toms.
So why don't we go down the symptoms again and see how I'm recovering.
Let's see what your progress is.
Okay, how are you doing with the sense of taste on one half of your mouth?
I think it's about maybe 75% back on the taste on the right side of my tongue.
Okay. So you're talking 75% total tongue. Only 25% no taste?
Is missing.
No, what I'm saying is that the right side of my tongue is 75% back on Taste Town.
Right. You got 20.
Okay.
Yes. We're
on the same
wasabi,
page.
Wasabi cures. Right. How are you doing with headaches?
A little bit of headaches, but not anything close to what it used to be.
And this is an important thing. Are you having sensitivity of sound to the right hand, to your right ear?
That's probably, it's probably 95% better.
Do you got toilet paper in there?
No toilet paper
empty.
For our listeners.
Empty.
This is, you're not having a difficulty drinking, although you never were, because...
Let's check, hold on.
You powered through it.
The greatest adventure.
All right, here we go. Drink test.
Oh, it's...
He drinks like a pro.
It's full
He's
frontal.
He's chugging it.
You're like
he
a
drinks
Sonnenberg
full
movie.
Frontal. You're not drinking to the side. You're Delicious. Not drinking through a straw.
All right, Patrick, you got anything?
You got any more pains or dry mouth? Not anymore, because you had that refreshing Zima.
No dry mouth. No more electricity in my tongue.
What about the eyeball? Let's see a blink.
Okay, here we go. Blink.
Hell yeah, you're winking at us.
All right, this was the big one for Jenny and I. Smile. It looks completely normal.
It's almost completely normal.
What do you mean completely?
Does it look good on this side?
It looks good.
I haven't looked in the mirror.
It looks good. It looks normal. You have a normal smile.
You don't look like a sneer.
And for any listeners that didn't hear the at least two shows ago was the worst one, June was actually having to manually blink his eye with a rag because it was open.
It was actually just a wet tampon.
It was a tampon.
It was a wet possum.
Cooter.
I wish.
Cooter jumped out the window. He does not around.
But yeah,
I think you're doing really well.
It's a full-on blink.
Okay, but I mean,
I think you're doing really well.
All right, so just one more time. What percentile do you think my smile's at? Here we go.
90.
So, I say 96.
Okay.
Very good.
So assuming next week it's going to be clear, right? It'll be our last palsy
Absolutely.
Watch.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It will be.
All right.
Our last one.
Well, thank you guys for asking the questions. That's been Palsy Watch.
Palsy Watch.
Conan the Barbarian all the way.
Well, some of the things we're going to get to here on episode 81, we got our topic of the week. We got our douchebag winners for episode 82. We have a whole new plethora of douchebags for you. And we're going to play some movie madness, which...
Patrick.
Bill.
Pardon me, how old are you, sir?
105. Carrot juice. Lots of it. I swear sometimes it's not worth it. I piss orange. Oh, and I have to piss sitting down like a goddamn girly girl every 15 minutes.
Huh.
You looked as stumped as I do, Kaylor. You look, you don't
well,
know what it
Patrick
is.
Patrick said before we started, he was like, you're going to love that first clip, Jenny. And he thought it was going to give it away, but it totally didn't.
Oh, no.
I don't.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know. What it
I don't know. Can we get another one?
Floris, get Guinness on the phone.
yes, sir. Gig is conga-pone. Fine.
Damn fine woman, Floris. I don't know how she puts up with this speech impediment of mine.
What?
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
For anybody that is a first-time listener or doesn't know, we play a game here on The Hideous Creature Show where Patrick chooses a movie and gets some movie clips from the movie and plays them throughout the show. And Jenny and I try to guess what the movie is. And you, as a listener, can also play along. Do you want to... Should we do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Okay.
So tell me, Lottie, can you understand a word I'm saying?
Oh, yes, Dr. Lester, absolutely. You were just explaining the nutritional value of ingesting minerals through a colloidal form, which I personally couldn't agree more with.
Oh, it's still my heart.
What the fuck?
I have no idea.
I have no idea. I can't even think of who the actor is.
I can't either.
Wow.
Hmm.
Patrick Touche, you have stumped us thus far. So why don't we jump into topic of the week for episode 81 of The Hideous Creature Show. For show 81,
I thought, you know, this is really good. I love doing this with you guys. But, you know, we've been pulling up some new listeners. Like, some new listeners are coming out of the woodwork from all the way from North Carolina to Fresno, California.
Georgia. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm so sorry. But I don't know if you guys heard. I'm not going to say it.
Go ahead.
We got a call from a listener in Georgia.
Oh, did we? I didn't know.
Saying
that.
He was listening to the show and he was driving drunk. I don't know who you are, dude, but I hope you got home okay.
Me too.
I hope we got him home. Have you ever like been in a car like listening to music and like I shouldn't really be driving, but if I put this song on, no one's pulling me over.
Well, what was funny is that I heard our show in the background. I could hear us talking, and he was just driving
God
around.
God bless you, Georgia.
Thank
God
you, Georgia,
bless you.
Patrick, I'm sorry. I did not mean to say that. Just kind of reminded me of something.
I hate
that's
being
good. I'm glad you said that.
Be quiet,
you didn't
Jenny.
Told us that before.
Safe
I love
home,
it.
Georgia.
I love you, Jenny. No, but we're doing really well, and I know you guys. I know June and Jenny. We've known each other for a while, but I think maybe our listeners would really like to kind of know more about us, and the only way to do that is kind of if we just dissect it and look at it a microscope at certain elements in our life. So what I would really, really, really like is if we had access to your Netflix cues.
What?
And
I've already
arranged it because I already got your password, because I was like, what is your, remember we had that conversation last week about your passwords, guys?
And what the fuck, Patrick?
So I was thinking it would be really good if Jenny.
Wait. Jenny, does he have your password?
Well,
Wallace,
yes,
064?
Well, no, because I don't want to say how, but mine's pretty obvious. And yeah, we were talking about how sometimes I have a stupid password.
Password for everything. I've been working on this for a while. I had to sneak in.
Okay, because last week when we were after the show, we all got drunk and stuff.
Right.
You had looked at my computer, which has my shit already set up.
But we
up.
Were even talking about the movies we liked and
oh,
stuff.
Shit.
Patrick
okay.
fucking infiltrated our shit.
You fucking dick.
So I have this all queued up ready for you guys. So I was thinking that, Jenny, you could read June's cue. Yes, the movies that June has watched on his Netflix. And then June will read the movies that you've enjoyed on Netflix.
Okay, can I give a little disclaimer about mine?
Sure.
That's unfair.
Well, BT shares mine, and sometimes he watches really weird shit.
That explains something, but I think it might
well,
not
actually,
explain
my,
everything.
The ones that I watch are probably even fucking worse, so
okay.
what am I talking
yeah,
about?
There we go.
This is unfair. This is
it's
really
not unfair,
Patrick.
You said, well, give me a topic for Movie Madness. Give me a topic. And I came up with something.
I didn't
something.
Think you're going to hack.
Okay, hold
I
up,
worked.
Patrick. Do
I
we,
worked. I didn't hack. I just
we,
talked.
Do we get to know what yours are?
I don't have a Netflix account.
What?
It's unfair.
I bet. Oh, I don't have a Netflix account.
Okay. Give me. All right. He's giving me fucking Jenny's shit. Oh, this is awesome, actually. I like this.
God damn it.
You're going to love it when we can actually do
this. Okay, I can't wait to see what's on this nerd's movie list.
Okay, so Jennifer Kaler's
God damn it.
Netflix account recent activity DVD titles.
Son of a bitch.
All right, from most recent, it looks like from 1/26/11 to, whoa, 1/21/09. Wow.
Hope you guys got some popcorn.
Here's a fucking cross section of my retarded
life. Pause this
life.
Podcast now and go to the bathroom because we're in for a long ride.
All right. Here we go. You got Auschwitz, Inside the Nazi State, Disc 1. The Town. Cyrus. Jonah X. Hex.
What is Jonah
that
Hex?
That was BT.
Yeah,
Despicable
sure.
Me. Facing All. Auschwitz, Inside the Nazi State, Disc 2. This is a good one right here. Willow.
Tell me that was masturbatory material.
Was that BT's too?
It was a dual.
It was a collaborative effort.
It was a collaborative effort.
You're the one that suggested that
this
to him.
This is awesome, Patrick. I fucking love this.
Collaborative effort.
The future of food.
What is that?
It's a documentary about factory farming. I like to watch them.
Going the distance. I'm still here. Greenberg. The Expendables. How was that?
BT pick. I don't watch it. It's got Sylvester Stallone, Jason Statham. He probably jerked off alone to it.
I just want
to
say this because there have been certain of them that we've been laughing at, and Jenny hasn't said that was a BT pick, so I actually think she's being very honest about this. Right?
I am.
I don't trust her.
I'll be honest.
I think these are all hers. Sons of Anarchy. I know that's yours.
That's BT.
Robin Hood, yours.
Did you
watch Sons of Anarchy with him?
No.
Okay.
Okay, This is definitely...
Not that I wouldn't, but I
This is
I
both
didn't.
Of you guys just dressed up like Arnold Schwarzenegger masturbating together. Predators.
That was BT.
Toy Story 3.
Me.
Grey Gardens.
Me.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Me.
Sons of Anarchy Season 2, Disc 3.
BT.
Sons of Anarchy Season 2, Disc 2.
BT.
Get Him to the Greek. The IT Crowd. Good one. Sons of Anarchy Disc 2, or Season 2, Disc 1. The Imaginarium of Dr. Paramus?
Parnassus. I fell asleep.
The Human Centipede.
Avi.
First sequence.
You.
And this is great. Right underneath it is The Princess and the Frog.
It's an animated Disney movie with the black princess.
Did you watch them back to back?
Hold on.
I've seen the movie before. Have you watched them back to back? Princess and the Frog and then Human Centipede or Human Centipede first?
Oh, Human Centipede first.
Here we go. More on Kaler. What? Little insight to Mrs. Kaler's Netflix account. Date Night. Arrested Development Season 3, Disc 2. Clash of the Titans.
Oh, it was awful. And that's the new one, not the old.
Inviticus. The Wolfman.
Awful. Awful.
This horrible. Is awesome because we're getting her, like, her little mini quick reviews.
No, this is, and she is fucking blushing like fuck
awful.
Right now. Kick-Ass. Death and a Funeral.
Horrible.
The men who stare at goats, The Runaways,
awesome.
Legion,
The BT Bridge, pick.
Runaways, really awesome.
We'll talk I loved
about
it.
That later.
Okay, I might check that one out.
You should.
Youth in Revolt, Arrested Development Season 3, Disc 1.
BT had never seen them. We
Fantastic
re-watched them.
Mr. Fox. I never saw that. It was
excellent.
Good.
It was actually
excellent.
Really good.
I loved it.
Isn't that what's his fuck?
It's Wes Anderson.
Okay,
yeah,
I like Wes
with George
Anderson.
Clooney and
Shutter Island, Lovely Bones.
I heard that movie
book was great.
Sucked.
The movie sucked.
Daybreakers.
BT.
Crazy Heart.
Good.
Arrested Development Season 2, Disc 3. Sherlock Holmes.
Ugh, I fell asleep.
Okay, let me guess. BT, Ninja Assassin.
Fucking give me a break. He watched that one alone.
BT, Ninja Assassin. You're calling me a nerd, you fucker. Arrested Development Season 2, Disc 2. Party Down Season 1, Disc 2.
That was totally
The Blind Side.
Me.
The Invention.
I cried,
oh,
too.
That
I
one.
Cried,
wait,
too.
Wait,
I'll
wait,
admit
stop.
That I cried, and I watched it alone.
On The Blind Side?
Yes. It's the one with Sandra Bullock and the big black football player that she adopts.
She won
I fucking
an Oscar
cried
for
like
it.
A baby, yeah.
Yeah. The Invention of Lying? Precious.
Precious. Give me a break. I read that book, too.
Good Hair. How was Good Hair?
Good Hair. Great.
Okay.
Really
I'm
good.
Watch that one.
It's a documentary. Chris Rock did a documentary about black girls' hair and all how much money they spend on product for straightening.
I have
and
never heard of this.
It's really
film.
Good.
It that gets better.
Good.
Julie and Julia right after the hair one. I love
mine.
That.
BT did not watch that with me.
My Sister's Keeper.
I cried.
Extract.
I don't remember.
Paper
what that
Heart.
Was. Good.
These are going on and on and on. I'm going to skip down a little bit.
Yeah. Is there anything?
A Simple Plan. Eastbound and Down. Mad Men. Cadillac Records. True Blood, Season 1, Disc 6, Disc 5, Disc 4, Disc 2, Disc 1.
You are on a True Blood run there, aren't you?
Big Love, Disc 4, Disc 3, Disc 2, Disc 1.
They just started their new season.
Sex Drive, that's good.
Oh, that was
Saw
horrible.
Saw 5.
Horrible.
Little
was that BT or was that you?
No, that was me. I've watched all the Saws.
You're
I'll
so
admit
honest.
It.
Honest, I would totally be blaming
I'll admit
all
it.
Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
I actually made BT watch that when we were very first dating, and he was like, really?
Little Britain Season 3? That's
excellent.
Funny. The House Bunny.
Awful.
What
I
the
can't
fuck
admit.
Was that? I never even
it's
heard
It's with
of that.
Anna Faris. It's horrible. I hate that even went on the air. It was an awful fucking movie.
And last but not least, Step Brothers.
I'm
that
glad
movie
it started
sucked.
With Step Brothers, at least.
Joking.
Okay, well, that was a little less embarrassing than I thought.
Well, I think you have really shitty taste in movies, Jenny. I thought you were cool. What? Did I say that out loud? My inner self got out. Like mine's going to be any better. Hey, Patrick, I was wondering maybe in between Jenny and I flipping our Netflix bean, you could give us a movie madness?
I like you. I don't know what it is about you. I just...
My pit?
No.
No?
No, it's your energy, your attitude, you know, the way you carry yourself.
You're not a fag, are you?
No, I am really attracted
to you. Really attracted to you. Christ, you are a fag. Okay, well, we can share recipes if you like, Darlene.
No, wait, listen. I love your tits. I love them.
Good.
I want to fuck you.
Great, now we're getting somewhere.
I know the actress. She was in 30-Year-Old Virgin.
And she was. 40-Year-Old Virgin.
40-Year-Old Virgin. And she's hot. She kind of looks like Kim
Deal. The woman that ends up dating him in the end, older.
She's
not
much
older,
more attractive
but
than Kim Deal.
What? Fuck you. I'm out of here.
Catherine Keener.
I'm out of here. Catherine Keener. June's, you just hit a fucking hot button. You hit it. He's actually walking out of here.
Oh, fuck you. Like, seriously, Kim Deal's really not that hot. She has all those heroin
pockmarks. June is pissed.
Here's one more.
I'm back. I'm sorry.
Fucking genius.
Do that one again.
Shit.
Charlie, I don't know anything about the girl, man. She could be like a fucking witch or something.
That's even better. Hot lesbian witches. Think about it. It's fucking genius.
Charlie Sheen? Okay, I know. That's Charlie Sheen. Hot lesbian witches? I don't know. Okay, can we please get to the matter at hand here? I have June's fucking...
We should skip this part.
I have June's Netflix
this
list
is not,
on deck right
guys,
now.
This is just retarded. This is the stupidest bit we ever did. We should stop it.
Get ready, house bunny. All right. I'm going to go down the list just as much as June did for mine. News Radio, Season 3, Family Guy, Volume 7. Family Guy, Volume 7. Oh, my God. Really? Lost Boys, : The Thirst.
I had to check out what happened.
That was the one that, like, they didn't even invite Corey Feldman to be in, but he was all pissed about it.
Fuck you guys. The first one was a cliffhanger.
Party Down, Season 2.
June, I don't know if you have an invention called television, because it's, like, all... television.
I don't have TV. I just got the stupid Xbox.
I don't even understand this one. Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Susan B. Anthony.
It's a documentary on women's rights.
I bet it is.
how much Vaseline and socks did you go through with that look?
It was very informative.
Top Gear 11, Episode 1. The fuck?
This is something that should be put on my personal.
Oh, I forgot. I should be reading the actual titles of these. This is South Park, You Got Fucked in the Ass. South Park, The Passion of the Jew. RoboCop. Superman 2.
Hey, don't knock RoboCop.
I won't.
RoboCop
is
good.
I also love Superman 2.
It's one
2.
Of America's finest documentaries.
Zombieland. Heartbreak Ridge. Time Rider, The Adventure of Lyle Swan.
Well, can we go back? You rented Time Rider with Fred Ward?
Yes, I did.
You watched Time Rider?
It's a period piece.
It's a period piece. You watched Time Rider.
A period of retardism.
What were you doing while you were watching Time Rider?
I don't know.
Why would you do that?
I remember it being awesome when I was a kid. It was the guy with the motorcycle in the cowboy days. He was kicking ass.
Starring Fred Ward, who's not like an action star, but he was an action star for that film.
Okay, it gets so much better. The next five right now are killing me. Ken Burns America, The Shakers, Halo Legends, Disneyland.
Stop. Halo Legends. Isn't that an animated thing that is
honest to God, I got about maybe 5 minutes into it and I shut it off. I swear to
Liar.
God.
Netflix doesn't register if you don't get
That's
like a
true.
Quarter of the way
That's
through.
That's true. This is one of my personal favorites. Disneyland Resort, Behind the Scenes.
You know what? I don't get to go on vacation. I'm too poor. So I kind of went to said I was going to go to Disneyland.
Time Rider, Disneyland.
Destination SSN2, The Yeti?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's where they try to find a Yeti.
Of course they do.
I needed proof.
Oh my God. Are you kidding
validity.
Me? Look at this one, Patrick. Balls Out, Gary the Tennis Coach. Was that a porno?
What was that?
It was the guy from the guy that fucked the pie, the guy that made up the acronym MILF. Spangler, right? Is that his name?
No, from American Pie.
Yeah, he was the guy who was a tennis coach. It was wacky. Really? I was really drunk and really hungover.
You thought it was a porn.
And I'll tell you, Time Rider it wasn't that good. You think it would be. It's not that good.
Hitman Hart, Wrestling with Shadows.
That is a documentary about Jake the Hitman Hart, and it was very interesting.
The wrestler?
The guy's a tool.
Penn and Teller, Pet Love. Penn and Teller, Death Penalty. Penn and Teller, Prostitution.
Wait. Oh, I'm sorry. So this was obviously in October of last year?
No, actually, the Penn and Tellers, I was really hungover. I think I watched like six of them.
No, it was in January of this year.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow.
It was really SNL, hungover. Zach Galifianakis. SNL, The Best of Adam Sandler. Really?
I just needed something to...
Cult of Cartman, Top Gear, Episode 9, Episode 8, Episode 7, Episode 6, Episode 3.
That was another hungover day.
Breaking. Nice choice, my man.
Well, I had to think about
you
guys'
wedding.
You got
to look at Kelly. Mars Attacks, Lewis and Clark, The Journey.
Okay, this one I will not back down from. That is a great story. That is American story.
I believe it. I love Sacagawea. The IT Crowd, Season 4. The IT Crowd, Season 4. Repo Man, The IT Crowd. Dracula, Dead and Loving It. Awesome.
I didn't get through the whole thing.
What are you going to do, you know? You like Leslie Nielsen.
And it reminded me of my dad.
10. 10 with Bo Derek?
What?
And
it wasn't as good either. I don't think I got through the whole thing of that one.
Bronson, Egypt's Golden Empire, Episode 2. The Amish, A People of Preservation.
I like documentaries.
Seriously, you will watch anything with a documentary.
I love documentaries.
National Geographic, Inside the Vatican. Ken Burns America, Brooklyn Bridge. Amadeus. This is my personal favorite.
No, can we go back? Like, there's nothing wrong with Amadeus.
This is my personal favorite. Can we have a pause for a moment? Volcano.
What was Volcano?
One star on Netflix. One star.
I needed fodder. I needed to sit back and turn my brain off.
And last but not least, Great Natural Wonders of the World, 8 episodes.
You
like documentaries.
Honestly,
and things that have been on
June's
TV.
Honestly, June's list makes him look geeky but smart. Mine makes me look like a moron that likes to watch Ninja Assassin.
Both are awesome.
And the House Bunny.
Both are good.
Yeah, well, hack into my Netflix account and see how that works.
Oh, we are, motherfucker. This is not over.
Oh, okay.
This is not over because we were going to get it. Jenny, packed?
Yes.
Shake on it?
Yes.
I'm so scared.
What do you think Pat's password is? Like, I heart cock?
No, it's Dildorium or something.
Yeah,
gay.
It is.
Not gay. That's not gay.
No, it's not.
Whatever. Who knows? Patrick, why don't we do a movie madness before we jump into fake break real quick? Fucking asshole, you got us.
It's really good. I look really amazing. I'd fuck me.
Is that David Cross?
It is. It is not David Cross.
Okay.
Okay. One more.
The weird thing is this Maxine likes to call me Lottie.
Okay, I know who that is.
Ouch. That is hot. Maybe she's using you to channel some dead lesbian lover. Sounds like my kind of gal. Let me know when you're done with her, yeah?
What are you talking about? Done with her, man. Tonight really freaked me out.
Shit.
Okay, can I say who that is? It's Malkovich.
Yeah, but
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, I can't think of
what the fuck have they been in together?
Yeah, I can't think of a movie that they were in together. Shit.
It's probably Volcano.
Well, touche, Patrick.
It's probably the Amish.
The Amish, Life for Preservation.
Oh, I gave it away. I'm sorry. Spoiler alert.
I love the Amish fascinate the fuck
honestly,
out of me.
I'm going to put that on my Netflix when I get home.
I'm totally
also,
doing
also, by
it.
The way, Auschwitz, a Nazi state, was recommended to me by Mr. Bunton. So, fuck you.
It was horrible. Well, it was a great documentary.
It was horribly sad.
Have you guys ever seen that movie called Playing for Time?
No.
Yeah, you should check that out.
I bawled, by the way, crazy watching that documentary. It's
pretty heavy.
It's heavy duty. We're going to jump into a fake break. When we get back, we got our douchebags of the week winners for episode 82. We have next week's douchebags, and we're going to play some more movie madness. And we will be right back. Until then, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
The Hideous Creature Show.
Your dungeon master has placed you in a dreadfully precarious position.
You're playing the most phenomenal game ever created.
Your your skin grows cold from your first glimpse of the enormous beast.
It's a product of your imagination.
Survival depends on a quick, decisive move.
Your choices are limited.
Stand and fight, or run.
Use your lightning bolt.
Victory is yours.
Win the treasure.
TSR Hobbies.
Dungeons and Dragons games.
Products of your imagination.
We are back from Fake Break, and what a wonderful, wonderful Fake Break it was. A lot shorter than we used to take. You remember when we used to take like
an hour and a half? Oh my God, they were ridiculous.
It was glorious.
The glory days.
Patrick, why don't we get one of the Unipiper songs that you have on there?
Why don't we get a Unipiper Madness from you?
You see, she's got her doctorate in speech impedimentology from Case Western. I apologize if you can't understand a word I'm saying.
No, I understand perfectly.
It's very kind of you to lie.
Why does it seem like you're going from like a John Hughes movie into like some old like, hello, Yankee, I don't know what's happening.
Right, it seems like one of those films that you watch from the past that are really, really sped up or something.
Yeah, it's like John Malkovich was in the last clip, and this one is some kind of super-duper crazy.
Okay, here we go. Here's
another
one.
Who wants a paper?
I think Patrick's fucking with us.
Okay. I think he is, too.
But I always think
I gotta
that.
Know the truth, Charlie.
Truth is for suckers, Johnny boy.
What? Now that sounds like fucking, give me a break. Is fucking Ralph Macchio going to be in the next clip?
I still can't think of it.
Any questions?
Well, just one. Why are these ceilings so low?
Low overhead, my boy. We pass the savings on to you.
Lucas.
Fuck, I have
no... Don't yell at the movies.
I still don't know. I still don't know.
I have no idea.
So why don't we move on to episode 80's Douchebag of the Week 81. Winner.
Oh, sorry, June. I totally stepped on your ass. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Can we go second into guess the, your genius.
Can we go into the Douchebag of the Week for episode 81 here at the Hideous Creature Show?
No, why don't we go into 80. The winner of 80's Douchebag of the Week?
Can we go into the...
I'm going to start playing Greatest Adventure, you fucks.
I know. Just let's drop it.
Okay, so last week we had the minor bird that insulted the electrician. And then
you're an asshole.
The first one, we had Dennis Kucinich suing over an olive pit, which...
I got so mad.
Which was a great diatribe that you had over there.
I was so mad about it.
The winner by... What the fuck? It can't be 100% of the votes. 75% of the votes. This is totally incorrect. The percentile is completely incorrect.
It doesn't add up to 100?
No.
God damn you, polling.
Well, we got to deal with human error.
We had 75% of the votes was Kucinich.
Awesome.
Killed it. Which brings us into this week's Douchebag of the Week for episode 81 of The Hideous Creature Show.
The Hideous Creature Show.
Nope.
Say hi to your mom for me.
I'm gonna fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
Oops. A man who was riding on the hood of a car that crashed into the first insurance building in Hawaii last week caused the crash when he punched through the car's window with brass knuckles. He hit the driver in the head, and they grabbed the steering wheel.
What? Okay.
That's a fucking you go. Mass. That is an insane punch.
That's badass.
That's super badass.
Okay, so hold it. Let me get this straight. He was fleeing... What did he punch through for what reason?
He was going after the, they didn't give a last name, but her name was Sarah, and he was a cyborg from the future, and he was trying to kill her so that her daughter John could not be married.
Not a douchebag then. Not a douchebag.
He's being charged with terroristic threatening, criminal property damage, and the use of a deadly weapon. A 46-year-old woman, his ex-girlfriend.
Come on.
She had obtained a restraining order against him.
Duh.
And this gentleman stalked the woman and her new boyfriend.
That's how you find them.
Sent her harassing messages. The incident began in the parking lot of the supermarket store. And the witnesses told the police that
in generic town,
we cannot pay any sponsors. Walmart
pathway.
Is this written just shit? Is this written like horrible?
Yep. Witnesses said that witnesses told the police that a man and a woman were arguing before a car left the parking lot, and a man clinging to the.
Okay, wait,
with a
wait,
man
wait.
Clinging. No, this
can
is
we,
not. This
can
is,
we can we stop for 1 second? What the fuck is going on, Patrick?
They were arguing at the store. This car pulled out. A man jumped on the hood, and then the car took off, weaving across 5 lanes, and before crashing into the building, because this dude punched. He was just on the hood. This was totally Matrix
shit. You know what this article tells me? I want to try to punch through a hood with brass knuckles really bad. I want to see how hard. I know that I am a feeble female, and I would never be able to do such a cool thing, but I want to see how hard is it to punch through a windshield with brass knuckles.
You
is
get
it
that
hard?
You get that tight t-shirt that shows your muffin top.
Or do you have to have like
right through it?
Do you have to have retard strength to do it, or just regular anger strength?
Well, I think it would just be stuck on the hood of a car. How the fuck am I getting out of here? The
you
only
punch
way
in.
Is I got to get into that windshield
in.
With my super punch.
Right, and he did. And yeah. Yeah, go machines.
I got to get in there with my super punch. That's the only way that I'm going to get in.
So this dude just like punched up the shit because he's angry.
I'm so lost on this story, Patrick. So out of nowhere.
Story really doesn't take me anywhere like mystical or magical. It's not like I'm going through a wardrobe right now.
Can we kind of go through again and just because I'm lost?
Pinpoint it for June.
Okay.
Pinpoint
so
it.
A man and a woman were having an argument at a supermarket parking lot.
All right.
She gets into the car.
Okay. I got lost with the.
I'm speculating a little bit because the article, it was written in Hawaii.
It was written horribly.
It was written in Hawaii, so everyone's on meth.
Right.
And they were arguing. She gets in the car. He jumped on the hood. She drove. Like
to try to get away from crazy guy.
From crazy town.
Just turn the wheel hard and get the gas.
No, but not with the super
punch.
No,
hit the brake.
You can't with the super
punch.
Right,
but he smashed her with brass knuckles and hit her in the head. And he grabbed the steering wheel.
He actually punched through the windshield like used cars?
Yeah, he hit the driver.
He hit through the windshield with brass knuckles and also punched her in the face.
And then grabbed the steering wheel.
And grabbed the steering wheel from the outside.
You know what that guy needs to do?
To take it to Krispy Kreme.
He needs
He's like, no, we're going through Taco Bell, not Taco Time, whore.
He needs to join the army and just sit on the front of a tank, just punching through shit. That guy's awesome.
This guy's like Juggernaut from the X-Men.
He's not a good talker.
No.
Not a good deliberator.
No.
But boy, you put those brass knuckles on.
Yeah, he can't use his words.
This
guy
trained Ivan Drago.
So I don't even know if he's a douchebag.
Of course
he's
he is.
Crazy.
He jumped on the front of his girlfriend's car and punched through her windshield with brass knuckles and punched her in the fucking face.
Okay.
Yeah, he's of a douche. It's not like an alternate universe where he's punching like a fucking Al-Qaeda. He's punching his lady friend.
Okay,
I need to put this movie in my queue.
He's punching.
Can we put
her
this in my 84 Toyota Corolla?
Can we put this in June's Netflix? It's called.
Is this a Ken Burns?
It's called Punch of Death. Can we put this on June's?
It's called Oahu Malice. The story.
BT would watch that in a hot second.
Of Sarah Jahukahu.
Okay, so the douchebag. Is brass knuckle guy, super punch, brass knuckle guy.
Super punch.
I know, like, the way that it threw you off, June, is because you called it a super punch, and then in your boy mind, you're like, I like a super punch. But you need to realize that the super punch was into a woman's face.
The thing I was thinking about...
I'm sure there was a second punch there.
...is that I left the podcast, and I was in Oahu, on a girl's car... playing a video game. Well, it was me playing a video game. This isn't going anywhere. Yeah, he's a douchebag.
He's a douchebag. I do like the super punch though. Yeah. And
it was a super punch. Who fucking punched? He could have punched the engine block of that car.
Seriously, he could have punched into it and taken out the heart of the car. Because in my girl mind, the cars are run by hearts, pumping hearts.
Evermore.
And you pull it out and it pumps. It pumps out oil, but it's still a heart. You pump it out.
Okay, so that's our first douchebag. Thank you, Patrick. That was a fascinating story about all.
Fascinating
awesome.
Douchebag.
Jenny, you got one?
I do. Meet the degenerate who stole Game Boys from a dead teen's casket.
Oh, Jesus.
What kind of a person goes to a wake for a teenager killed in a car accident and steals two Game Boys from inside the dead boy's casket? Meet Jody Lynn Bennett, the 37-year-old Pennsylvania skell, accused of desecrating the casket of Bradley McCombs. The 17-year-old died on Christmas. So bad.
That's bad.
I was reading it in a funny voice, and like not a funny voice, but like a broadcaster's voice.
Way too lighthearted.
I was.
That's.
This is bullshit. Also, too, I want to give a definition. We looked up the word skell, and it means homeless, degenerate, basically.
A shifty.
And I didn't realize that it would mean. I just thought shell was gonna or skell was gonna mean like douche
scallywag,
but it really said homeless.
Well,
so,
homeless a shifty person that tries to scam people.
Yeah. So okay, I'm gonna start again on the second paragraph and not read it in that.
Thank you,
voice
Jenny.
I was. Thank you. Meet Jody Lynn Bennett, the 37-year-old Pennsylvania skell accused of desecrating the casket of Brady McCombs. The 17-year-old died on Christmas after crashing into a utility pole while driving on a snowy road. This guy wasn't drunk. He fucking had an accident, and he died because of snow. According to police, Bennett, whose family is close with McCombs' parents, attended a wake Monday evening for the teenager. While at the funeral home, Bennett allegedly reached into the boy's casket and removed two Game Boy consoles and several game cartridges, items that were intended to be buried with the teenager. Bennett, pictured above, which you can't see, but I'm sure you could Google it, was arrested yesterday and booked into the Indiana County Jail on a variety of charges, including theft, abuse of a corpse, and disorderly conduct. A relative of Bennett's told the Associated Press that the suspect has, quote, has been into drugs. He's into alcohol. Again,
and games.
Duh. And in super duper gaming. Still,
preferably on the Game Boy platform.
Still, even for a dope fiend, robbing a casket holding the corpse of a teenager is beyond reprehensible.
What's that kid going to do with it, though?
And he didn't reach in for diamonds. He reached in for fucking two Game Boy consoles and like a fucking Halo game or something. I mean, really?
I wonder if he was in line.
Really?
If he was in line to see the body, and there was like a teenager behind him saying like, you know, fucking Fred's got my shit. He's got my fucking, one of my Game Boys and my fucking
you never give it back
Mario Kart.
But, well, that's what I imagined, like, you know, you see in movies, and I've only been to one wake in my entire life, and it was my grandfather's. There was no game. There was no nothing in there that anybody could grab.
Masturbated the whole thing.
Even though they would never grab.
Sorry, that was bad.
That was bad, June.
I'm still horny.
But,
why was it bad? I have a boner now.
But
Jesus
Christ. This is so bad, you guys.
I'm sorry. This is totally bad.
But that's what I imagine, too, is like everybody being in line, and he's just like, yoink, yoink, like tries to do it without like the cousin and the fucking aunt or anybody who's right behind him even noticing that he fucking just grabbed two Game Boy. They're not that small. It's not like a Tic Tac pack that you can grab and put in your pocket.
Well, if you're fishing around in a casket, somebody's going to see it. Another thing is do you think he stole it for like to sell, or was he a gamer?
No, he's sold. He's to sell.
He's not on the Game Boy. He's on the DSi now.
Because this is really
no,
fucked up.
No, he has a Nintendo DS, and all he plays is like Puppy Pageant.
This is not something that I'm making fun of at all. I thought that the guy stole it because he was a gamer. I, honest to God, didn't think he was going to sell it. I thought he was like a gamer, and he needed to get his shit.
Would it be okay if he did? If he was a gamer, is it okay?
Yep.
As opposed to him being a fucking addict?
You thought he was getting his shit back.
It's not okay, but I never put it into perspective that he was a junkie trying to get money for something. That's more fucked up on my point.
It is kind of fucked up. Like, you're like, sorry. If he was a gamer, then it's cool. He's just trying to get his shit. Either way, the dude stuck his hand into a fucking casket of a dude that died while driving home in a snowy condition to fucking... Well, he's scratching the whole time, too. You know that he's fucking scratching, and he's like...
They had those wedding mints at funerals?
Oh, he was, like, popping those. He's probably snorting them.
Yeah, his...
Jesus Christ, if we fucking went on.
All right, do you got a douchebag?
No, I don't.
Okay, so what do we got? Do you want me to recap?
Yes, recap.
We got Game Boy crack addict who is stealing consoles out of a coffin. Who buries?
That's
anyway.
Right. Well, that's also what I... Who buries somebody with a...
If my children
own.
Died today, I'd bury them with their DSi.
Don't
They'd
even
want
say
to
that.
That.
But do you think
I'm
it's like
honest.
The... I hate to say this, but I gotta...
What?
Do you think it's like an Egyptian theory? Like, you know, the pharaohs
are
buried with
their
stuff?
If you come back, you want to be able to game.
My
you
children are
be,
Egyptian.
You don't want to be bored in the
you
afterlife.
Like,
you want to have a game.
Well, maybe he got halfway through the fucking game.
And he wanted to finish Mario
and
Kart.
And he died. And then he needed to finish
well,
his
all
shit.
I know is when
his
I
parents
get...
knew that. And they decided Frederick needs his shit.
I have put in my living will that when I get married, I want to get married with the last half of Keeping Up with the Kardashians this season because I don't want to be left out.
We'll see you on the other side.
What they didn't say is that there was like 50 AA batteries in the bottom of the casket.
Of course there was.
I'm done.
So we got crack guy who's stealing game consoles out of a coffin, and we also got the T-100 in Hawaii who had to punch through Sarah Connor's fucking car.
Honestly, that guy kind of almost isn't a douche. He's kind of just like a badass. He's kind of like a Terminator.
Jenny's going to break off her engagement and find out where this guy is.
I want to find out where that guy's at. No, actually, I'm going to put BT to the test. I'm going to make him drive around in the hood of my car, and if he can't punch through, I'm not going to marry him.
This is going to sound...
If he can't punch through and punch me in my face...
Are you going to give him the brass knuckles?
Of course. Okay. He needs a tool.
I hate to make you sound stupid, Jenny.
Go ahead.
But you never thought of getting brass knuckles for both of you guys.
I know.
I think that'd be the perfect wedding gift.
Put a copy of Yogi Bear 3D on the passenger seat and it'll rock right through that.
We'll wear them while we're doing, you know, when people shove the cake in their mouth and it's all lighthearted. We'll just wear our brass knuckles
and
we'll intertwine.
Bump fists.
We can totally bump fists.
Oh, that's good. Chink.
Spark. Bing. So, if you want to vote for who you think is a douchebag of the week for episode 81, you can go to our website at hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com and vote for who you think is a douchebag of the week, and you should. So, we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. You can contact us via our website, hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. You can email us at hideouscreatureshow.gmail.com. You can also find us on the Facebook. Come on there. We put a little loving on there.
Oh, yeah. We put a lot of loving.
Give us a call anytime, day or night, drunk or sober, happy or sad, and leave us a message at 503-928-7751.
You can also homegrow it and tell a friend.
Do anytime. You can listen to the show via our website, Podbean, Podcast Alley, and iTunes. If you use iTunes and you would be so nice to take a few minutes out and give us a little review and a 5-star rating, we will love you forever. And it helps us go up in the ratings and up in the ranks for iTunes as well.
I want people to give us a 5-star rating, but put in a note. A 5-star rating for Jenny and June. Pat sucks. He should get 1. But Jenny and June are so good, I'll give them 5.
Thank you.
I want that. If you do that, you'll be my new special friend. And you get so many, 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 many little wonderful things when you're my friend.
Also, doing that on the iTunes will give us some more exposure. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so by buying a t-shirt. We have them for sale on our website. There's a little icon at the top of the webpage. Click that, take you over there, and you can buy one of our website t-shirts.
Website t-shirts.
But... Patrick, to reiterate, the best way to support the show is by spreading the word. Tell a friend, a loved one, an enemy, anyone that you think might like the show.
Oh, I like the enemy. Oh, I fucking hate you. Hey, you should listen to the Hideous Creatures show because you'll hate it.
We have a special thanks, and that is to all the fucking people that donated a little bit of money to help us get our fucking breathalyzer.
Thank you, Pete.
We also have to give a shout out to Johnny Fucker, who lent us his time. He was here earlier in the show, and he was very, very quiet, like a mouse he was.
And his laptop.
And his laptop. And thank you very much, Johnny Fucker.
Yeah, we are, at almost $13 for our breathalyzer.
13 out of 75.
We're almost at our pledge.
If anybody wants to come on and click the little donation button, any denomination is welcome.
It helps.
Could be 50 cents.
This week's outro is going to be Motorhead. Check it out. We're doing the Motorhead on what?
We need to close out our movie Madness.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I totally forgot about
that. Let's do it now.
Let's do it now.
I totally forgot about that. I'm sorry, Patrick.
Because I still don't know what it is.
I'm the bad guy.
You're not a bad guy.
I'm getting drunk tonight.
You're a great guy.
No, I'm not. Okay.
Actually, my name is Craig Schwartz, Dr. Lester.
Security.
No, sir, it's just a little mix up with your secretary. My name is Craig Schwartz.
Cusack?
I tried to explain that to her.
She's not That's my Cusack. Secretary. She's what they call an executive liaison.
Ah.
And I'm not banging her, if that's what you're implying.
No, sir, not at all. I think I must have simply misspoke.
I got it.
I don't yet, so don't brag about it.
Ooh, Jenny, look at this. I got it, you bitch from hell.
God, do you see what I deal with, listeners?
He needs a mute button, but you hear it.
Being inside did something to me. I knew who I was. Everything made sense, you know. I knew who I was.
But you weren't you? You were John Malkovich.
Is it?
I was, wasn't I?
You got it from that.
I'm pretty sure that we've done this before.
Did we do it before?
I think so.
Do we do it like an ultra?
Are you John Malkovich?
Yes, I am.
Wow. You're really great in that movie. Oh. You play that retard.
Oh, thank you very much.
I didn't guess this because I was pretty sure that we have already done this movie.
I didn't guess it because I had no fucking idea what it was until I heard that last clip.
And
last clip before last.
Is Charlie Sheen really in this movie? Yeah.
I didn't know.
He plays himself.
What the fuck? I swear we've done this movie. This is why I did not guess this.
You could be right. This is probably maybe before Patrick was doing them and I was doing them.
Maybe.
I swear we've done this before.
That portal is mine, and it must be sealed forever for the love of God.
I swear to God, I would have gotten this like a bazillion years ago, but I thought for sure that we'd already done it, and so I'm not trying to toot my
Jenny,
fucking horn. I'm just saying that I
tune
thought...
Tune it down for a sec.
I thought we'd already done it.
Give me a sec.
We did it actually three times.
We probably have. Every week is this movie, and no one ever notices.
So for real, you actually would have got it before?
Yes. I honestly thought that I was like, it cannot possibly be that movie because we already All did right. it. I'm just saying.
Now
we could have done it before. What I was saying.
I know I haven't done it before.
Is that maybe when I was doing Movie Madness?
Did you ever do this
started,
movie before?
I don't remember.
I know all the movies that I've
I can't
done.
Remember the intro to the show.
And I've done 27 of them.
Well, all I'm saying, and who knows, I might be a total talking out my ass, and maybe. Just thought. That we had done it, but I it came to mind, and then I thought, no way, there's no way we are doing this because it's A, too obvious, and B, we've already done it.
All right, let's reveal. Patrick,
this movie is called Waiting for Godot, being John Malkovich.
This movie is called Waiting for Guffman.
Which is a great movie.
It's
an
awesome
it.
Movie.
It's,
I swear.
It's a great movie.
I'm not making any excuses. I really.
But it'll be good.
I just thought that we'd done it. And the whole time I was thinking, Charlie Sheen, what the hell? He was the one that threw me off. So kudos to you, Pat.
Thank you.
for putting in the Charlie Sheen, because that's
yet again.
That's
thank you,
what
Patrick.
Threw me off. And you know, go fuck yourself, Jenny, because we never did do it.
No, we could have done it. You could be completely
totally could
right.
Have. Yeah, you're right.
One more thanks that I would like to go out and say is that thank you for the people that went on to iTunes and gave us awesome reviews. There's a couple on there that are fantastic, and they're delicious and elaborate. Patrick, did you want to say something?
I just wanted to say thanks, guys. It's really great being here.
Well, our outro for the show is going to be Motorhead. They're playing in town today.
Mike D. Shout out to Mike D. He's going.
Have fun, Mike D. We are going to do another show in about 7 days. Until then, enjoy this little audio tidbit in 7 days.
Also, have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Show.